Rodney Reed has spent 2 decades on death row for a murder he says he didn't commit. But Reed is set to be executed on November 20th in Texas. Reed's case has gotten the attention of celebrities like Kim Kardashian, Rihanna, and Dr. Phil. And new details that his lawyers say went overlooked in his initial trial have led to urgent calls to give him a reprieve. Almost 2 million people have signed an online petition to free Reed. So I have 2 people to talk with me now about the case and what this could mean for future death penalty cases. Jolie McCullough is a criminal justice reporter for the Texas Tribune, and Cassie Stubbs is the director for the ACLU Capital Punishment Project. Thanks to you both for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to be here.
Jolie, you've been covering this case. Tell us about the crime that Rodney Reed was accused of back in 1996, and what evidence did prosecutors use then to convict him?
So in 1996, in a more rural part of Texas, Stacy Stites, she was a 19-year-old woman, was killed and her body was found partially unclothed on an unpaved road in near where she worked. At first, one of the suspects was her fiancé because he was the last to have seen her. But about a year after her death, DNA inside her, they found some sperm cells that did belong to Rodney Reed, and that's when they pointed toward him as the main suspect.
Do we know whether there was a relationship between Rodney and the victim prior to this, and are there any racial elements here that we should be aware of?
Well, that's the crux of this issue, right, is that Rodney has claimed that they had a consensual, casual relationship, and that is why his sperm was inside her. There have been several people who have come forward in the years after his conviction to corroborate that, saying that they've seen them together, that Stacy had talked to them about this, but Stacy's family very much denies that there was any relationship. There is a racial component. Race has been embedded in this case since the beginning. Rodney is a black man and Stacy is a white woman. The argument by Reed's lawyers is this was rural Texas in the mid-90s and that the idea of relationship between these two has definitely impacted his conviction. It was an all-white jury who tried and convicted him and sentenced him to death.
Cassie, why are we hearing about this case now at the 11th hour? I mean, what's gotten so much attention to this case? This was back in 1996.
Part of the answer to that has to do with how a lot of these cases, and unfortunately, particularly capital cases where the pressure to convict is the highest, are really rushed forward. They're built on science that with time we come to understand is wrong. So part of it was the lack of investigation at the time of the trial, but also a big part of it is the fact that a lot of his conviction hinged on this forensic science testimony that turned out to be absolutely false. Some of that is because the experts who testified overstated and misstated even by the standards at the time. And some of it is, you know, what we see in a lot of capital cases is where, as we learn more, we realize that the theories that we used in some of these capital trials are just totally debunked and totally wrong.
Jolie, a bipartisan group of Texas lawmakers sent a letter about this case to Governor Abbott on Tuesday. We know that Governor Abbott is a proponent of the death penalty. Tell us about the significance of the letter. What did the letter say?
Well, the letter was from a newly formed criminal justice reform caucus here in the Texas House of Representatives. The significance of it, I believe, is that it was bipartisan. It was 26 members, 13 of whom are Republicans and 13 are Democrats. And it was asking Governor Abbott for not necessarily to pardon him, but for a reprieve because there are significant doubts in his case is what they're claiming. And that, you know, to execute someone who at this level has so much doubt in their guilt that it would, you know, erode public trust in the Texas criminal justice system itself.
There's also pressure, as we mentioned, Jolie, coming from social media. Online petition has gotten about 2 million signatures so far. Has that ever had an effect on anything in Texas? I mean, does the legislature or as far up as Governor Abbott, do you expect that to actually sway any type of opinion here?
In Governor Abbott's tenure, this is definitely a first. It's definitely the most high-profile case that has come across his desk. There's been national attention, especially with all of the celebrity attention that is bolstering this social media campaign. And in terms of social media, I'm not sure how much that effect would have on him. The one thing that is most striking to me is, you know, Kim Kardashian has had an effect in the federal justice system and getting pardons from the federal government. So I'm not sure. Obviously, reading tea leaves, you can't tell what the governor might do. And it also depends on the parole board to recommend a reprieve as well for the governor to grant that. But that is definitely something that has not happened yet before. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Cassie, NBC News spoke with law professor David Dow about Reed's case this week. And Dow told them, quote, "If you're Black and you have a white victim, you're 4.5 times more likely to be sentenced to death in Texas." Talked a little bit about the racial implications of this case at the top of the segment. How does this factor into Reed's case?
It's a huge part of this problem here. We've seen, not just in Texas, but across the country, really the entire time that the United States has had the death penalty, it has been used in this highly racialized, discriminatory way, where people of color, and particularly Black men, are more likely to be charged with the death penalty and are really at the highest risk in a case like this, where the victim is a white woman and there's a claim of sexual assault. That in itself is a troubling area of racial bias. The problem of jury selection, that's really a rampant problem in capital cases of all kinds. And we've seen that that's really actually likely to contribute to wrongful convictions. When you have an all-white jury deciding the fate of a Black man, we've seen time and time again that that has led to less deliberation. Just having less diverse juries in terms of backgrounds of any kind leads to less engaged decision making. And so you have all of these factors working together in a way that both goes to the heart of the fairness of the process and also really is part of how innocent people end up on death row today.
Cassie, when we look at this case, and we know that Texas is a state that has executed many, many more people than other states around the country, is there the potential for this to have any effect whatsoever on other death penalty cases outside of Texas?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a case that is part of our understanding of how the death penalty works, regardless of which way it ultimately goes. If Texas moves forward with an execution on this kind of record of innocence, with this kind of public outrage and demand for a reprieve, if they go forward, I think it really exposes just how the commitment to finality, the commitment to going forward without taking a pause or reconsidering the ways in which our system is failing and not working, it exposes it as a really unjust system.
And also, just to round out here, I mean, what exactly are advocates for Reed hoping will happen in the next 2 weeks? I mean, this has to happen before November 20th.
They were asking for a reprieve so that there can be more time in order to consider the new evidence of innocence, or that at a minimum he be taken off death row. And that's, you know, just I think really goes to this question about the moral legitimacy of the execution. How can Texas go forward under these conditions?
Cassie Stubbs is the director of the ACLU Capital Punishment Project, and Jolie McCullough is the criminal justice reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thanks to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.